Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moak here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Eric Borgerding. He's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Eric, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Glad to be here, and good job with pronouncing my last name.
Thank you. So, to get us started, I'm going to give a little overview of the current budget process, because that's what we're going to be talking about today, the state budget, which is currently moving through the discussion process, moving towards the legislature, and eventually likely Governor Evers' desk. So with these budget discussions ongoing, wondering, what are the top priorities for the Wisconsin Hospital Association?
Well, our top priorities are obviously and always healthcare. So when we look at the budget that Governor Evers introduced on February 28th, which, boy, that seems like a year ago now, but it's really not that long ago, we looked at what his budget did in the area of healthcare. Things like reimbursement, access, coverage, and we looked at that sort of irrespective of other aspects of the budget, because that's what we focus on is healthcare. And I have to say, I've been doing this work now for over 30 years, and it was probably the strongest healthcare budget I've seen in 30 years. I can't say ever, because my history is a little limited, but even those over three decades, I don't think I've seen that. I've seen some very good healthcare budgets, both Democrat and Republican, and both Democrats and Republicans view it as a priority. And so when we saw the governor's budget introduced on February 20th, we were very pleased. He had listened to a lot of concerns that had been raised in the months leading up to the introduction of his budget by WHA and others, and really put forward a very, very strong piece of legislation. And so you kind of have to look at the budget that's come out of joint finance, and I think that will eventually go back to the governor.
Right.
From that perspective, where did it start and where is it ending? And I think for the sake of brevity, I'll just say, maybe we can get in more details, that the governor, I think, set a pretty high bar when it comes to healthcare policy in his budget. And while it's not everything he wanted, it's not everything we wanted, it remains, coming out of joint finance, a very strong healthcare budget, started by Governor Evers. I think the legislature picked that up and reacted to the great, strong budget that the governor put on the table. And by and large, it still remains very, very positive. And a lot of the things that Governor Evers, to his credit, put on the table on February 28th, many of those things are probably going to come back to him in the budget bill that the legislature puts forward, and that's a credit to both the governor and the legislature.
I'd like to get your thoughts as well on the Joint Finance Committee's decision specifically on Medicaid funding. And for our listeners who are not aware, the Joint Finance Committee is the legislature's powerful budget writing committee. And at the moment, it's dominated by Republicans. So, Eric, I'd like to get your thoughts on that move. Just for a little more context, Democrats and other advocates for Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act didn't exactly get their wish, but funding for the program has been increased. So, Eric, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, like I said previously, everyone did get everything they wanted. But when you simply look at the healthcare budget itself, it's very strong. And I think it is, without question, been influenced by the budget that was first put on the table by the governor. You know, there's this discussion about, we're not negotiating, there's no negotiating going on. And I don't, I'm going to take both sides for their word on that. But quite honestly, when you look at the budget process so far, there has been sort of this negotiating going on. It just hasn't been necessarily face-to-face. It's been going on through the budget that was put on the table and the budget that is now making its way through the legislative process, which I think does reflect the desire by the legislature to offer a very strong and viable response to what the governor put on the table. So, no, there's no Medicaid expansion in this budget. I think that, and nor do I think there will be, pretty obvious statement, I suppose, at this point in the process. But the good news is, even absent Medicaid expansion, the tone the governor set with his budget has carried through to the legislature. So we're seeing some very positive things like substantial increases in reimbursement for hospitals, for physicians, for nursing homes, all very positive and done in this budget, even though Medicaid expansion has been rejected for now. We're seeing some very positive things as it relates to the healthcare workforce. Some very positive things in there related to graduate medical education, which is about training more physicians who will stay in Wisconsin. And that's a program, a grant program we started back two budgets ago now, and continues to do well.
Well, Eric, I think we should leave it there for now. I really appreciate you joining me on the podcast and sharing your perspective on some of these really important issues. I know we'll have you back on here sometime soon, and thanks again.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.